We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to the PHNX Suns Dive Bar, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Guys, not what we had anticipated or expected for opening night and the Phoenix Suns.
No, not at all. You know, that's why we're in the dive bar.
For those of you who are just getting familiar
with what we're doing here, it's a whole scene. It's a somber scene because dive bars are usually places that you just don't want to be in too late at night. Right now it's getting about, what, 10 o'clock at night? I don't want to be here. During a loss.
Look, get your 64-ounce beer for $2. And it's not good beer, but it's going to take care of what you're ailing from after this game. I love the first comment from Brian in the chat. I hate everything.
All right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Dive bars can be fun, and we are still going to have some fun on this show. It's kind of like a mix of group therapy, drink away your feelings, laugh with your friends, move on to the next one kind of a situation.
For sure.
It's a good dive bar to be in.
We'll make it as fun as it possibly can be. Should we bring in our first bit of fun into the dive bar?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this.
The first bit of fun is the Wheel of Montyisms. Now, this wheel is going to tell us how we should feel after tonight's 110-98 loss to the Denver Nuggets.
This thing is much bigger than we thought it was.
Out of context quotes, here we go.
When you're in a dive bar, that's what you want to hear, right? So should we spin this thing?
Yes, I got you. Oh, I had it right here. Let's go. Let's spin this for real now.
Okay.
Hey, look at that.
You spun it like one of those grandmas on Price is Right the first time.
I thought I was going to snap my back in half.
Way to go here. What is our Montyism for the night since I'm behind the
happy
wheel?
Happy on the farm.
You can't get happy on the farm. Ain't that the truth?
Well, you know, if there was one thing to take from tonight's game is that you made it to the finals. You can't get happy on the farm. Every step counts, including the opener and... There were a couple things that were an issue tonight. They did not look like the team that we know and love.
No, they had spurts. They had spurts, especially in the second quarter. They really looked like they were feeling themselves and getting into a groove. And then somewhere right before the end of the second quarter,
it was like
the mojo just got sucked out of the building. The Nuggets went on the run and it didn't stop. You know, the Suns at one point with I think 2 minutes left to go in the game only had 35 second half points. You're not going to beat the Nuggets like that. I don't care. You're not going to beat many teams like that, let alone the Nuggets.
Oh, you're not going to beat the Nuggets like that. You're not going to beat the Kings like that. You're not going to beat the Hornets like that. And you're not going to beat any team if you get Devin Booker at a minus 26 on the evening. Like, that is just – you're not going to win many games at all. Excuse me. He finished minus 24. He just had a terrible game. Let's say it the way it was. 12 points – 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 of 15. Like, that is just not Devin Booker. And I get it. He played 17 minutes in the preseason. But that is just not what you expect from Devin Booker. I don't know if he's ailing with something. I'm not going to play doctor here, but that was not a Devin Booker performance.
No, the entire team was just flat out awful. You know, DA had 15 points. He was leading the team until the last minute of the game when Mikal and Chris Paul got a couple easy buckets to put them up over 15 for the game. But he only had 2 points and 2 rebounds in the second half. Jokic played like an MVP. MPJ had a pretty good – it looked like MPJ wasn't missing. And then you look down at the score box – or the scoreboard – yeah, score box.
Box score.
There we go. and he only had 15 points. It felt like he had a lot more than that because every shot he took, it was just nothing but the bottom of the net. And so, listen, it's game one. You know, we can sit here and cry about it. The Suns were 8-8 at one point last year. Like, it happens. Mm-hmm. You're going to have bad nights, especially early in the season, until you start to gel and really feel yourselves. So, yeah.
Well, you know, for Devin Booker, I feel like even though I said it, Monty said it, majority of the team said, if there was a guy who had to miss training camp and most of preseason, it would be Devin Booker because he plays a lot of basketball and he's been there a lot. But I do wonder if maybe that did actually have a little bit of an effect on him just kind of finding his rhythm before the season started,
You could see, like, that even at the end of the game, you know, he had a little pull-up jumper within like 10 feet and he just came up short. You know, it's just, it's a rhythm thing. Basketball is the ultimate rhythm sport. And, you know, listen, it takes a little bit to get into that rhythm. And if you don't have like one ginormous superstar that's on his game, it's going to be rough.
Well, and it's a rhythm. He was sick. I mean, the dude had COVID a couple weeks ago.
Right.
We
don't know the full extent of his symptoms.
No. You take into account all the mileage that he had on him with the Olympics and everything. Yeah, this was a rough game, but those shots, he had his open looks. He had his usual looks. He just didn't connect on them. I'm not worried about Devin Booker. You just wished it would start in a different way for the beginning of the season, because that's the last thing anybody really expected was for them to come out that flat. They looked like a team that got way too happy on the farm in the offseason, bought into some of those clips.
Monty is supposed to say that, not you.
What would you?
Where's Monty? Where's the Monty head?
I will wait for Gerald to give us the quotes, the post game quotes.
Gerald's going to be like, so Monty said they got happy on the farm. How great would that be?
Then we all
got
to take a shot.
The wheel just predicts it.
Real quick. Connor in the chat said, this is on me for saying the Suns would mop full responsibility for this jinx. Connor, it is your fault, but we forgive you. It's okay. It happened.
Look, I love people were mad at us, Lindsay, in the pregame for saying, it'd be a 4-6-point win. How dare you? And then they come out and they do this. Like, I mean, come on.
To be fair, I think I'm still a little bit maybe slightly holding on to not having too high of expectations because I don't want to be let down again. So I'm trying to ride that line of like, I'm excited and I do think the Suns are going to for sure be a 50 plus win team this year, but I wouldn't necessarily go as high as 60 because I just want to be safe.
So you treating the Suns right now the way you probably treated ex-boyfriends. Like, I've been burned before, so I'm not ready to trust you. And I don't blame you.
I mean, maybe. All right. Do you guys want to talk a little bit more about DeAndre Ayton? Just real quick, because sure. I was really excited with the way that he started this game. He had, 8 points in 5 minutes, knocked down a 3-point shot there. Like, it was really fun to see how DeAndre Ayton opened this one up, but he kind of just lost his steam.
Well, the whole team lost their steam. Like, that, you know, people are going to sit there and be like, oh, Jokic outplayed DA. Well, if we want to go there, then everybody on the Suns got outplayed by everybody on the Nuggets in the second half. So we can sit there and point fingers all day long at DA. But this is exactly what we all talked about was going to happen. Like, every time DA plays, the microscope is on him. People want to see how he's going to perform based on his, you know, request to be a max player. So here it is. You had 15 points and Several rebounds, and that was it. It wasn't a spectacular performance. I did like the fact that he was not shy about shooting the three-pointer. He shot three times. He hit one, and that one he hit was flush. It wasn't a doubt. You know, there was no doubt about that. Well, so
I don't think this was that bad of a night for DA when you look at it. 15.6 rebounds, shot 6 of 10. Again, they didn't go to him in the second half. Like, there's not.
Well, that was also mentioned in the comments by Humble Rumble. They could have fed DA. Yeah, he brought that up.
It's the same story as last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, as many pieces as you put around, I think people thought that we could feel comfortable now that, okay, well, if DA didn't get the max, and even if he, you know, if he gets injured, we got JaVale McGee. Listen. JaVale McGee has been a journeyman for a reason, and it's because he's not a starter. Okay, like, we need to get that off the table right now. JaVale McGee.
I still love JaVale McGee.
I love JaVale, but my man's gonna foul out in like 10 minutes. Like, he that's what he did. He's a walking foul, so we gotta chill with that.
JaVale McGee's like fireball in college, right? It's good every once in a while, but if you're doing that every time you go drinking, you regret that really quickly, all right? That's what JaVale McGee as a starter is. And let's not even go down that path. This was just a weird game from the get-go. Like, this was back and forth for a while. Then Suns get a big lead. Denver pulls a big lead. These are all correctable things. Like, these are little mistakes that happened along the way that added up to a big deficit. I'm not worried about this team.
The one thing that I will say that people are probably going to start pointing to as well is that DA's performance defensively left a lot to be desired. I thought he was out of position several times, and he's got to be better than that. That's when people say, like, well, we want to make sure the playoffs weren't a fluke. These are the types of things that they'll point to and say, well, you were doing this in the playoffs. What happened now? You know what I mean? So, again, it's game one. You know, kinks got to be ironed out. The Suns were 8-8 last year. They figured it out. They went on a big-time run, and they were okay. I'm sure the same thing's going to happen this year. It's going to take a little time to get into the groove. They'll be fine. I would love to talk about some Landry Shamet.
Yes. Go ahead, Espo. You can have your final. Just say,
DeAndre Ayton and the Suns overall are going to be just fine. Like you said, I mean, you got people. So is DA worth the max in the chat with Juan?
Juan, stop.
Come on. It's one freaking game. Like, let's not panic on any of this. There wasn't anything that looked broken in this game. It just was not their night. And they had some of those nights. And to your point, 8-8 to start the season last year, they did just fine. Oh, and DeAndre Ayton was still going up against the defending MVP there in Jokic. So I think it was all right.
I would also like to say to Juan Hernandez in the chat, dude, bro, I love you, but I've talked about the DA Max at length. We all have. You can listen to Monday or Tuesday's pod, and we talked about that. So there's no need to rehash whether or not we think he's worth the max. We've already talked about it a million times. So.
Yeah, we got to move on from that one. So on a positive note, tonight's draft king of the game is none other than Landry Shamet.
Yeah, Landry Shamet.
Hey, Landry.
I thought you were going to hit me with the flag.
Hey, Landry Shamet.
Oh, man.
Little crown that we throw on.
Yeah,
on
I also love the fact that the ball's not in the screen because basically there was no ball in the second half. The Suns couldn't hit shit.
Well, and Landry has such a quick release, you can't get a photo of that coming out of his hand.
True. Dude, it's wet. It's a nice, pure-looking shot. Even though it kind of crosses his body a little bit, it's just so pure. It's kind of like, MPJ. A little bit, like the way it came off.
The
like
man that hates MPJ so much, just what with the hey, MPJ.
I hate MPJ, but MPJ can score.
Yeah,
like, I never doubt that.
Yeah, I mean, Shamet 3 from 3 deep, 4 or 5 overall. I mean, the guy finishes.
Yeah, we've seen that already on Twitter.
The guy.
We'll get into that in a second.
That's the mustache behind the Mac, Shane Diefenbach, producing the program, who decides, you know what, it's a good thing to ooh and ah and put the brakes on the show here. But Shamet comes out and goes, okay, I'm going to show everybody what I got. I'm new here. And I'm worth $43 million.
Yep.
I think he proved it in night one. He's the kind of guy that the Valley falls in love with. You know, guy that goes out there, a point a minute type of guy, is going to play, 15, 20 minutes in a game, and he had 19 tonight. This is the guy that the Valley will fall in love with this year. Last year, it was Campaign. I think Landry Shamet is the guy that will probably have that crown this year.
The other thing I would like to point to about this game that really stood out is I just felt like even though the Nuggets are a finesse team, they were more physical than the Suns in this ball game, and that was kind of a calling card for the Suns last year, their physicality. So, again, these are things that you kind of work into. It's almost like a boxer. You get through a couple rounds, just kind of feel each other out, and then you really start to impress your style on the other person. And I think that's what the Suns will do to the rest of the NBA. Listen, it's not going to be easy, and EJ kind of pointed it. It's different when you're the target versus, when you're the hunted as opposed to the hunter. And the Suns have got to adjust to that as well. That's a new feel, and they might not be ready to be up for every single game like they were before. They're going to have to get mentally prepared for that. That's why teams typically have a letdown the next year because they don't understand that, hey, it's not the same as last year. Yeah. People want to kill you. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
And we talked about that at the beginning of September that, last year, potentially the Suns, they surprised teams. Teams definitely took that matchup for granted. They said this could be an easy night or a night where we can let off the steam a little bit. And they were wrong. But now, because of the success the Suns had last season, teams are no longer going to circle the Suns on their schedule. Thank you. As this might be an easier matchup. They're circling it as these are the guys we have to beat. Yeah. And we have to be on mind our P's and Q's with this one.
Oh, yeah, the bullseye's on the Suns' back. But let's remind the Denver fans that are chirping pretty loud via social media right now.
I mean, they have a right to today.
Yeah, but the Suns are still 4-1 the last five against the Nuggets. So let's not forget that.
I disagree. I disagree because I'm sitting here thinking, like, this is a new season. The Nuggets, listen, they also made a good point on the broadcast that the Nuggets have been looking forward to this matchup more than probably the Suns were looking forward to this matchup, just because to the Suns, it's probably just another game. It's game one. They got to get ready to go. The Nuggets, this is the team that absolutely embarrassed you and swept you out of the playoffs. There's a little bit of revenge factor for them more than there is for the Suns. 100%.
They came into this game with a chip on their shoulder. Yeah. Absolutely. They needed to save some face.
Yeah.
Well, you knew Jokic was going to be motivated, like we talked about in the pregame. Last time he was on a basketball court, he got thrown out of game four because he couldn't hold it together. And you knew he was going to come out motivated to show that, hey, I can handle this, and I'm going to make a point of it out here tonight. So, yeah, is the great Cotton Fitzsimmons used to say, and it's one of my favorite quotes about bad games. And we use it a lot during those lean seasons. Just flush it. Flush this one. Forget about it. And focus on Lakers on Friday. Because you can't change the past. All you can do is make sure you're not caught with your pants down again on Friday.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we talked a little bit about Landry Shamet, and then we kind of moved on. But let's go back to Landry Shamet for a second. Because we got to come up with a nickname for the guy. There have been quite a few fun ones that we've seen tonight on Twitter. So, of course, Espo, you love Shamwet.
I think Shamwet fits it. When you look at that jumper, it's wet. And you're just changing one letter in his name. You're literally just turning one letter upside down.
Shamwet.
Yeah. I like it. It's simple.
I'm not mad at it, but guys, weigh in the chat. I'm going to list off a few more that we saw tonight. Of course, Shamwet was out there. Tana Hughes said Shazamet, which I'm not mad at, but I don't know if I like that as a nickname. Is more so like a calling card, almost. It's like
too long.
Like what you tweet out syllables after he hits a three.
You know, a good nickname has like, it's like just punchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
Shazamet.
But I do like it as a calling card. Then Kevin Zimmerman said, shoot the Shamet out of the ball. I thought it was worth adding in, but again, that one is a little bit too long. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue very well.
No.
And then, of course, Sham God was thrown out quite a bit.
Let's pump the brakes. It's one game. The only guy that you can call God on this roster is CP3 as a point guard because he's earned that nickname.
Or former Providence point guard, God Sham God.
Which was his name.
Was literally his name.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Sham God's out. Is that what we're deciding on this one?
No, Sham God. I like Sham Wet too.
Okay. Sham Wet.
I heard some people say Sham Wow too. That just feels lazy to me. Like, and do you really want to be known after an infomercial? Like, not really.
Well, aren't those towels?
Those are towels.
Yeah. It cleans up the mess. Yeah. And Shamit tried to clean up the mess in the second quarter.
He did.
And
he
brought
did.
Them back and took he them did. To a 15-point lead.
You can use a Sham Wow after it gets all Sham Wet all over the court because he's hitting threes. All right.
We're going somewhere you don't want to go because I feel like
Manscaped.
Well, there are quite a few actually comments that are saying Sham Wet uses Manscaped. Look at if you go out with your pants down, Manscaped going on. I don't know what's happening in the chat right now.
I love the chat. We need a nickname for the chat too,
right?
Yeah,
we do. Because you used to call them the Flaming Ballers when there was a solar panel. Now we're not the solar panel. We're now PHNX Suns. We need a name for the chat.
Guys, so, what do you want to be called?
You can name the chat. The chat can name themselves right now. Let's do it. Oh my gosh, hello. What is going on right
hello.
Now?
I got called fat by hello last time.
Dude, but you also got like, you got hello, and then on the other show you had somebody was just in love with you.
Yeah, why don't I remember.
Connor Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey something.
Bailey Connors.
Yeah. Why don't we call them the PHNXXXers? Like, with the way this chat's going.
The XXXers, I
the
like it.
The Flaming Fellas was tossed out.
The Flaming Fellas?
No. I'm not going there.
Sham Sweat. That's another nickname that just got added in the chat. Sham Sweat.
That sounds like just a lazy variation on what I threw out there, but we'll let it go.
You could do Sham Wet when it's good, Sham Sweat fellas. When it's not good.
Good.
You could do that.
You know, and if you don't want your boys to Sham Sweat, our friends at Manscaped could help you out. The Lawnmower 4.0, you can trim down there. You're going to be nice and smooth. You can use the spritzers, the sprays, whatever you want. You got a little everything. You're not going to be Sham Wet down there. You're going to be Sham nice and dry, clean, and ready to go for your lady friends after the game. And when you're at a dive bar like the PHNX
or guy
bar,
friends.
Or guy friends.
No we're assuming on this one.
There's no assumptions here.
For your friend. Yeah, your special friend. Your sweet, sweet special friend. You'll be ready to go.
Your partner.
You know, after you've been at PHNX. You know, after you've been at the PHNX Suns dive bar, you're just going to want a nightcap. So go over to manscaped.com, use the code PHNX, save 20% and get free shipping. That's code PHNX, save 20% and get free shipping at manscaped.com. I couldn't resist. I just had to go right into it. So
no, it was perfect. It worked out really well.
Not really, but it worked enough.
Well, it worked out because the chat was bringing it up already with the nickname, so it worked out really well.
The chat
was
called the Shammies.
Wet Laundry.
The Shammies sounds like something we would probably make fun of Landry for having a bad game, right? He has a bad game. Oh, man, he had the Shammies tonight.
The Shammies. Actually, that's
the dive chat.
I like that.
You know, we'll come up with a nickname for the chat.
We will
for sure.
Continue to just sleep on it, you know, a little bit, think it over, and then hit us up on Friday or Saturday. But this is a really nice comment from Abel. I'm a Nuggets fan, but I just wanted to check out your show and say hello. Good luck with the rest of your season.
Well, thanks. Abel. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
That was nice.
I'm betting if the Suns had won, that wouldn't have been the case, but we appreciate you coming in and watching our misery.
Yeah,
we're glad to have you.
Well, listen, we're hopeful that Jared.
Wow.
Good Lord.
He's been gone so long that Lindsay forgot his name.
No, you know what it is? I was in bed by 9 o'clock last night, and it is far past my bedtime at 9:50 today. So, sorry, Gerald. My apologies.
Lindsay's been asleep for 50 minutes already. So
we are hopeful that Gerald might be able to call in from the Footprint Center tonight to give us a little bit of an update as to what he was hearing from Coach and some of the players. But sometimes, after a loss, things like that take a little bit longer because players are not inclined to speak as much, or they just take their time.
I get it. They hide out in the shower. Like,
exactly.
All of a sudden, a shower takes 45 minutes mm-hmm. when there's a loss. Like
it does not take 45 minutes unless you're like 15 years old. So
right, but after a loss, sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. So instead of hearing from Gerald right now, why don't we talk about our quote of the night? Espo, you got our quote of the night ready?
We do have our quote of the night ready. And it comes from the one and only Eddie Johnson. And there is nothing like watching a game with EJ on the call. And tonight there was a play where somebody tried to Euro step, but it really was just an ugly travel.
McHale.
You're right. It was McHale. And it was ugly. And K-Ray called it a Euro step. And then can we put the quote back up? EJ. Yeah,
Shane is really quick,
with the grab.
He's like, oh, 3 seconds, so I'm going to take it back down.
So he goes, I don't know what country that came from, but it's not Europe. Yeah. I love EJ.
Except the quote said, I don't know country from where that came from. Hello, boss.
That is not,
we're
tired
all
now,
having
boss.
A night.
That's not what EJ said.
Are we in the Green Mile right now? What is going on?
Nobody is in mid-season form right now.
We are performing like the Suns right now in the dive bar. Can somebody call the bartender? We all need a drink right now. But I love EJ, and obviously Europe, not a country. But so it's always fun. But EJ is so good on those broadcasts.
It's not a country.
Not a country. Yeah. How dare we know our countries?
How dare you, Oscar?
From our continents.
From our continents.
But, you know, I mean, that was our quote of the night. I thought it was funny.
You jumped all over that one, too. That's what made me chuckle when you guys were like, well, Europe's not a country. What an idiot. Let's put that as the quote of the day. And I was like, okay.
So I was quickly Googling, is Europe a country?
No, definitely not.
You know what I also loved about tonight's game, and we'll give Shane, our producer, a little hard time. I've never watched a game next to a guy who loves to gamble like Shane does. He's like, man, I got this parlay, and I need like 14 rebounds and 3 sneezes from JaVale McGee, and I'm going to cash out a bunch of money on this. It was entertaining to just get that feel.
You know, it was, and I feel like I learned a lot, too, because there were a couple things that he threw out that I wouldn't even consider making bets on. What's funny in the chat? What's happening?
Connor Brum said, hey, the graphics guy's like debooked tonight. Off his game.
Close, but not close enough.
Hey, Shane.
Hi, Shane. But it was fun talking with Shane about sports betting, because I would never have even thought about making a bet on who was going to score the first points of the game.
Funny story. Last night, I accidentally bet $100 that Carmelo Anthony was going to score the first point in the Lakers game. Luckily, the guy who did wasn't one of the options, so it nullified the bet, so I didn't lose $100 on that.
How do you accidentally bet $100?
I thought I misread what the bonus was that they were giving out. You know how they match money or make it a bet that you can't lose.
Okay.
I misread what it was. I placed the bet and I went, oh, well, I didn't want to do that. All right, then. Whoops. I would have paid like $1,200 if it hit. But
I mean, that would have been kind of nice. But thankfully, you got out of that one and you're
good
to go. Dumb
luck is the best kind.
There you go. Well, if you want to participate in some of our gambling excitement over here, be sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PHNX when you sign up, because if you use that code after you place just a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, and they do, you're going to win $200 in free bets instantly. It is that simple. And those free bets, you can place them on Carmelo Anthony to score the first points, or DeAndre Ayton to score the first points, or futures bets, whatever tickles your fancy.
Or accidentally on anything you choose. Yeah, it's fun. But like, accidental gambling is the best, right?
Especially when it's free bets, so you're not even losing any of your own money. So again, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code PHNX when you sign up, and after placing a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, and they do, you're winning $200 in free bets. That is 21 and older only, Arizona only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Shall we reveal our tweet of the game?
We should reveal our tweet of the game. If it's not misspelled.
So if it's a screenshot and it's misspelled, we know who that one is on.
Okay, so this joke not as funny when you can't see the image, but we'll tell you. So our new friend.
Oh, my God, Shane. Shane. You suck tonight. You suck so bad.
Hey, in my
Dyson, you're the king of suck. You suck the most.
In my defense, that is the graphic template doing that, and it's not me.
Shane, I got it. I love Shane. Shane, you make me laugh. Can we at least we'll throw it back up? Our new friend Phoenix. If you don't know who Phoenix is, well, you're just not cool enough, apparently. He is the mascot here at PHNX. He has one insane backstory that you can read at gophnx.com. But basically, he has been in attendance for every horrible moment in Phoenix sports and has missed every decent good one. Diamondbacks winning a championship, wasn't there, got a flat tire. All sorts of weird stuff has happened to Phoenix. But he is on Twitter, and he saw the Suns tweet out about raising the Western Conference championship banner for 2021 next to the ones for 76 and 93. And he said, the Bridesmaids wing of the Footprint Center. So real nice, Phoenix. Way to be an asshole, all right? Not very kind to Suns fans, all right?
Phoenix, though, is the kind of a Twitter account. It's like Wendy's, right? Like, you want to follow because they're trolling people, because they're roasting people, and it's so fun to watch and also get roasted by them.
Let's hope that's the case, because Phoenix could get us in some trouble. Phoenix, if you are listening on the audio only version of this, is a foam finger that's green and looks like a cactus. It has pricks on it because, well, he's a prick. So,
what is Phoenix's Twitter handle again? How can we all follow?
PHOEKNUX PHNX. Because we couldn't make that any more complicated.
Yeah, that one was.
What the shit?
I don't know why
that?
We added PHNX to the end of it.
Hold on, let me find
as if
this
Phoenix
one more
was
time.
Not available.
Yeah, well, you know, it might get confusing if you don't have the PHNX in there.
Anyway, is okay. It just Phoenix?
So it's PHOEKNUX PHNX.
Yes.
That's a tough one. Good luck out there, guys.
We need to bring the wheel back out.
Let's fire the ad wizards who came up with that one.
Ad wizards. Yes. We had a whole agency that came up with that one for us.
Do you want me to say who the agency was?
No.
Okay. No. I didn't think you did.
It wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh.
I also,
Gerald apparently is also taking a shower right now, just waiting.
Jared got lost in the new tunnel.
I did just text Gerald to see what the word was, and he did talk to Devin, but Mikel walked in right as he was texting me, so now he's talking to Mikel.
I see how it is. Mikal Bridges and Devin Booker are more important than the postgame.
Are more important than the postgame.
This is true.
This guy.
Gerald and his priorities.
Gerald and him doing his job.
Right?
How dare?
Goodness
how dare
gracious.
He?
Well, we might not be able to have Gerald join tonight, but I can promise you that Gerald will have some really great articles on gophnx.com with all of the information that he is gathering right now from the Phoenix Suns locker room.
I don't know if Connor did this on purpose or he went to the Shane Diefenbach School of Spelling, but he commented, Gerald taking his sweat time tonight. And then he corrected it, sweet time. Yes.
So are we calling, this is a great question, Sam just posed in the chat, are they calling the Footprint Center the Foot yet? Are we going to make a nickname for that, or are we just going to leave it at Footprint Center?
I don't know.
The Foot just sounds, I don't know. That
kind of gross.
I mean, they took one in the ass tonight from
Denver.
Are you
going to call it Athlete's Foot?
Foot in the ass, but...
Oh, I was like, well, where are you going with this, dude? I was like, where are you going with this, dude?
Manscaped.
What the hell? Jeez. My goodness.
I don't, there's no good nickname that goes with the Footprint Center.
They took one in the ass tonight, and I was like, what are we talking about?
Foot. Oh, get your goodness. Head out of the gutter.
You said it. Everybody in the chat knows exactly what that meant, and it doesn't have anything to do with the foot, you freaky bastard.
Listen. I'm going to change the topic for hot second.
We didn't drink anything at the dive bar, and we were acting as if we
God. I need a drink right
Maybe
now.
We
My
should
goodness.
Have. We announced something really fun on the pregame show.
Yeah, we did.
And we want to make sure that all of you guys are aware of this as well. So, Shane, can you show the new goods that we just released?
Whoa. There we go. Yeah, all buddy. Right. Look at those. Two new shirts in the PHNX locker. A He's on Fire video game shirt. I don't know if we can call it. If you see this image, you know what video game we're talking about.
Yes.
And then the most fierce gorilla you're ever going to see associated with the Phoenix Suns. He looks like a lot how a lot of us felt after tonight's game. I mean, quite angry right there. It's one of the coolest gorillas I've ever seen, and I love it. So
yeah, Long John Silver, thank you so much. He said he already ordered.
Look at that, Long John.
Dope.
By the way, our friend Petey in the chat, the all-time Manscaped reader, asking if I stole his beer, because Petey does have beer. No, Petey, your beer is safe. I did not drink it. This is all a natural high tonight in honor of Denver.
Also, the link to the store is in the chat, which should be popping up here momentarily. Yeah. So I've already just placed it. So
You put it in there right now.
I love that. Connor wants to know if the arena can be called the Manscaped Center. I don't think so.
Probably not.
Hello. We love these shirts like Monty loves Nader. Talk about that?
There you go.
Why? What's the obsession with Dooley? I still do not understand.
We got a lot of people in the chat.
He goes downhill real fast. That's why they call him Downhill Dooley.
Great. The Suns went downhill real fast when he was playing tonight, too.
That just seems to be the thing that is pointed out every time he gets brought up at practices or shoot-arounds. And Monty has some sort of liking to that, I guess. That's all I got for you.
I don't understand. I will never understand that, but it's fine.
I'm just trying to help because I know that we don't understand it. I
don't get it I know. At all, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, so.
I love that they're literally trying to rename the arena the Manscaped Center in this chat. No, it's not going to happen, all right?
So the last update I got from Gerald is he is now waiting on DeAndre Ayton. And I know Gerald is not going to call and talk to us and potentially miss DeAndre Ayton. Yeah. He's been trying to get in front of DA for
a couple days now.
Yes. So, 36 hours now. No, look, more than that. 48 hours.
Over 48 hours.
72 hours.
At this point, if we wait for Gerald, we could be waiting until Friday night's game.
Yes.
This is very true. Yes.
If he's waiting for DA.
Yeah.
You're right, Patrick, in the chat. No Frank the Tank tonight. We did not go to Kaminsky Cove, and that's disappointing. I got to tell you that.
Yeah. Eric Weedham popping in from DNVR. Hi, guys. We're on the show right now. How is it over there? It's just fine, you fuck. It's just fine. It's just fine, Eric.
I don't think he's actually listening.
No, he's
I think
not. He's actually on their show, but he's trolling us from on their
said,
show
don't
right
skip
now.
My comment
That's
when
fine.
Clearly...
That's fine. Yeah. Eric is a closet Phoenix Suns fan. Don't let him fool you because he's the one that designed the shirts. So don't let him fool you on that.
I'm like Phoenix. I have one finger up right now, but it's not the same one as Phoenix. All right. We'll just say that.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the PHNX Camigo's Suns Dive Bar.
Camigo's throwing in the no Jalen Smith too. Yeah. Okay.
Sad.
Per usual.
We will be back on Friday. We're going to have a pregame show 30 minutes before tip-off, and then we will be right back here after the final buzzer Friday to recap Suns vs. Lakers. And on Saturday, this is just the schedule moving forward. We will be with you pre-game and post-game for every single game, home and away.
Even Christmas.
Even Christmas.
Yep.
Look, we live in this building now. Yeah. So tell our families we love them, but this is where we spend all our time.
Listen, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build community. We're trying to build a fan base that understands that, hey, we're going to be here right along with you guys and gals, you know what I mean? So, you know, join us and have fun. That's what this is all about. And after wins, listen up. After wins, get those shots ready because we're all taking shots. That's how this goes.
No.
Lindsay doesn't know it, but that's how we do it.
I was like, are we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
I'll be asleep by like mid 15.
No, goddamn, Grandpa. No, you won't.
I am. I'm a grandpa.
You'll be fine. I promise you.
Look, hit up the Discord too because this is all I like to say. The Discord's popping.
And that's where you can hang out with us during the game.
Is that what I say?
I think you say it goes down in the Discord.
Yeah, that's what I say.
After I've said things that can be taken out of context, I'm not saying it goes down in the Discord, all right?
You definitely are not taking it in the ass in the Discord. I tell you that much right now.
You can talk with us during the game. If you think this is entertaining, imagine the meltdowns we have in there.
I still can't believe that Espo said that. I am so shocked by that. Lindsay was literally talking about, is there a line we should not cross? That is the line. You don't talk about that on this show.
Oh, Saul. Oh, Saul is salty.
Never a dull moment with you.
There's never a dull moment on the show. Yeah. I've never laughed as hard as I have in the 6 weeks we've been doing this show.
Right? This is true. Oh, but don't worry, we will be in closer to midseason form come Friday. So
this is postseason form.
Yeah, exactly. So come hang out with us again on Friday. Until then, that's Saul Bookman. You can follow him on Twitter at Saul_Bookman.
You can fit a foot in that underscore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm Lindsay Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at Lindsay Smith AZ. And Espo, you can follow him.
Land the plane, somebody
Espo.
Said.
Espo, please, take us home.
Ahoy, boy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.